Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Oh, you forgot.
Smooth.
Go. Now.
Get ahead of myself.
Could take a while. I can't remember this is Barbean. Barbean's her name. I don't know, that's a weird name. Barbean, Nebraska. She uses a sleep cycle. Now, this is, we could never do this. Our hours blow. She gets 8 hours, 54 minutes in bed a night. She's asleep for 7 hours and 48 minutes. Her sleep quality is 98%.
That sounds good.
I wouldn't even, there's no way. I probably haven't had that sleep quality like that since I was 17.
I don't know if I've ever had a night like that in my life.
I know. It was funny, my son told me, and I forgot at that age, I mean, it's not even about peeing at night. It's about, I don't remember. Well, I do, probably through my 20s, but at his age, he goes to sleep, and he wakes up, and
that's
it's
it.
The morning.
And the night's over.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing in between.
And it's funny, because I had a sort of one of those over the break, because I was drinking some vodka, and surprise, and I just kind of went out, because I was martinied out, and I'm a little tired here, so I slept through a pee. No, I didn't pee myself. I just stayed in bed, you know?
Yeah, usually that's bad.
And I woke up probably 7 hours in, and I thought, man, that never happens, you know?
It's nice, isn't it?
It was. It counteracted the martinis a little bit. But I forgot that people can, and people do, close your eyes, go to sleep, wake up, and it's the morning.
Yeah.
What is that like? Now, mainly that started with us during mornings. That went away.
There's a certain amount of paranoia in your brain for waking up late when we have to do this.
Well, I also think if you're an 18-year-old kid, most kids at 18 don't have much to worry about.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can just close your eyes, go to sleep.
Who was the woman who sent you the data?
It's a Twitter name, so it's kind of weird. Barbin or something like that.
Okay, because I would like her to send some data after a night of drinking.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you've slept through the night, but I don't think you do.
No, you don't.
I think it is a fitful sleep.
It is fitful.
From everything that I've read.
It is fitful.
And you're waking up, you're just not remembering it.
You could just watch her and take notes.
I do remember. There was a time.
Tell her I'm willing to watch.
I can't even remember. It was
I think everybody knows you're willing to watch. That's been well established here.
Whatever. It wasn't melatonin and it wasn't alcohol. Within the past 15 years, I remember one night I slept like you're supposed to sleep. It was probably a Saturday, yeah. Sunday too. And just woke up after like 7-8 hours. I thought, whoa, well, that's what that's like. And it never happened again. Doesn't
like
happen. Never
between
happened.
Between drinking and the alarm
pee.
Going off in the morning, yeah, and the bathroom, it's like
certain age you gotta
and
pee,
if you
man.
Do have a night yeah. where you could get sleep, your body probably doesn't even know what to do with it.
That's right. That's right. You might just wake up naturally.
Yeah.
You know. Because I've woken up and it's not even about peeing. I just go, why'd I wake up?
I've done that.
I said, I don't have to pee. Yeah, why am I awake?
I'll look at my phone for 20 minutes in the middle of the night. And it's like, well, I guess. Yeah.
I'd say most mornings I wake up somewhere half an hour to an hour before my alarm and just look at the clock real quick and then go back to sleep. But like every now and again, there's that night where I go to sleep and the next thing I hear is my alarm going off. Even my early ass alarm for this, I'm still like, oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I slept all the way to the alarm, just solid.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
When I was in Arizona, I woke up at 3 a.m.
Every night,
and just laid there for like an hour. Because I'm not one of those guys that, I better get up and do something.
No, I'm
going to effort getting back to sleep. Yeah,
no, I won't even pick up my phone because I know my. That's going to be 20 minutes to a half an hour of being awake no matter what.
See, I'd rather do that than be with my thoughts.
So you just think about stuff to masturbate, huh? When your wife wakes up, trying to go back to sleep here.
How sound asleep is she?
I don't want to wake her up. She's going to want to do it anyway. It's 2 in the morning.
The tough sell.
Somebody's just masturbate over here.
It really is a tough sell.
I woke up 2 minutes before the alarm was set to go off yesterday.
Well, and this you, morning or yesterday? Oh,
yesterday.
Yeah, I can tell you were.
Do you wait?
You weren't really late. You just showed up like.
Well, it sucked. Yeah. Well, I tried to go back to sleep for a few minutes. So, like, sometimes you'll look minutes. And you'll be like, oh, I got 2 more hours. I'm like, oh, 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
The universe is.
I wait for those 2 minutes. If I wake up 3 to 5 minutes, I close my eyes and wait it out. Yeah. I'm not getting up before the alarm. The alarm is already early enough. I'm going to get every minute that I'm allowed.
I had to stay and watch Monday Night Football last night. So
Brandon thinks Bert Kreischer would be a good cocaine bear.
Yes.
I'm sure still curious what they're doing with the cocaine bear. Is he really that much of a star of the movie?
That's like I say, it's probably a dramatized version of he goes
it's
on a
black
rampage.
Comedy. It's a black comedy, right.
Yeah, kills a few people.
A lot of coke jokes. Probably a lot of coke jokes, you know.
By the way, Tyler, I was going to tell you, I figured out the system for the melatonin on the nights when your team is playing.
I still did it last night.
Oh, I do. I do too.
Yeah.
But I normally I'll go to bed around halftime.
Right.
Watch the second half in bed.
Yeah. I
set the melatonin on the nightstand and wait for the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but
if I take it right then, about the time game's getting over, I can be.
Here's
out.
The problem. I was watching it with my son downstairs on the big TV, and also. Of course, like most Steeler games, like a lot of most NFL games, the Colts have the ball and they can tie it.
Yeah.
And they're driving. I'm thinking, oh, great. Here comes overtime. So I'm thinking, I ain't popping a melatonin. And we stopped the Saturdays, they're calling them now, the Jeff Saturdays. Boy, he didn't coach good last night.
Yeah.
The last drive, he had a bad. They're hammering him this morning.
Well, yeah, he's not a coach.
He's not a coach.
That's right. Right.
And he said that.
Right.
It's like, look, if this thing, I'll just leave and I'll say thanks.
I didn't watch, but was there a little clock management problem?
At the end, he didn't. He let the clock run. I saw it. I was watching it, but Steelers beat him. That's all that matters to me. But
I saw an old tweet of his going around that was like, looks like clock management is an issue again.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, when it's all timeouts left, it was weird. It was a weird ending for him. But I'm glad.
Well, that guy is. I don't understand.
They still
why
get stopped on the fourth down. They didn't run out of time, but they got stopped on the fourth down.
Like every team, regardless of how long the coach has been, should have a guy that's just like, hey, look at the clock or whatever. How him not having any experience? How does he not have somebody in his ear, like helping him through?
That's
that?
A good point.
He probably does.
Good point. But ESPN won't hammer him today for that.
It's his buddy who also never had that job.
Because he worked there.
Because they all love him over at ESPN.
And I liked him on that show.
Oh, sure.
But watching him on the Colts sideline, I hated him for 4 quarters.
He seems like a likable guy, but nobody at ESPN is going to criticize the guy.
They have to.
Or they will always preface it with
horrible clock management.
But I like Jeff Saturday. Yeah, they always got to bring that up first.
Of course you do. But
Jeff Saturday is a really nice guy.
But even experienced coaches are bad at that. I mean, I lived through 12 years of Mike McCarthy's terrible clock management. He's done that with the Cowboys, too. Look at the playoffs last year.
Several examples of bad clock management.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where it's 30 seconds, they got 3 timeouts, and they don't burn them.
Yeah.
I forget who it was, halftime. So
Barb's her name, by the way. She'll post last night's reading in her next tweet, she said. So maybe.
Okay.
Well, Barb, were you drinking last night? Todd wants to know if you got loaded last night.
Yeah.
And if you don't, he wants to watch you tonight.
What right. happens?
Todd is your sleep apnea
right.
mask.
When you get a belly full of
he
booze.
Just pokes at you and you start snoring too much.
A head full of weed.
Hit him in the face. Oh, a head full of weed. Okay.
Yeah, I want to see what the dad is
Man.
Like there.
She's great. She got 95% quality last night, Barb. You sleep like a baby. All right. Apparently you're not an old drunk. We forgot about
wow.
that part.
Don't dance around
see,
it
yeah.
so much.
This is why I don't want to see my sleep pattern.
Here do I.
Because hers looks really consistent.
I know.
Hers looks really good.
No.
And I'm sure ours looks nothing like that.
I sleep like a cocaine bear. Yeah. Oh, you're yeah. peeing there. Oh, you're peeing there. Oh, you sleep there. Your arm fell asleep there. You had a nightmare there.
Oh, I woke up last night.
Todd
with
was at the corner looking at you.
Woke up last night with my hand asleep.
Me too, puss.
I hate that.
I slept with my hand wrong.
You just roll over and hang it over the edge of the bed.
Just get the blood flowing.
That's what
back
I do.
Yep.
I just roll over and hang it over the edge of the bed because I figure out eventually it'll wake back up.
Oh, yeah. I'll wake up terrified I've lost a limb.
Yeah. I know. Can't feel
oh,
it.
No. I hope blood goes back into that.
I know.
The worst is when you wake up with the alarm wakes you up and the hand, like it's the hand that I normally turn the alarm off with. So then I'm slapping at the alarm. Yeah. Like I can't get it to turn off.
You know what? I don't.
And I can't also turn it off with the other hand because that one's not trained.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Todd and I met a guy years ago in this town who was a photographer shooting some photos of us for a magazine cover. And we met him, and he had his arm was smaller, but not like really small, just something wrong with it. You could tell you what, he couldn't use it as much.
Not like Kristen Wiig SNL?
No, not at all. No, he couldn't use it that much, but it was obvious. So I asked him what happened to his arm because we were talking to the guy, nice guy. And he got drunk in college, fell asleep on the arm, and the blood flow stopped.
That can happen?
Yep.
Well,
oh, no.
There's something to be terrified of now.
And that reminded me of what you said, so I wanted to bring Nick so he could think about that when he goes to sleep.
Then my sleep will be even worse.
Because he said, like most of us in college, got drunk and you pass out. And he slept on it too long. And he didn't move at all because he was passed out and the blood flow stopped. And
killed his own arm?
Yeah, messed it up a little bit.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he still could do what he did. I mean, he's a great photographer, but he's probably still out there somewhere. I haven't seen this guy in years.
That's
but,
terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, but I want to bring it up for everybody to be terrified
about you.
Sleeping on that. Yeah. I knew Nick would love that story.
You're helping.
I don't want to talk out of school, but I think I told that story at the time we met the guy. But yeah, that was his story, Nick, so be careful. You know, that's okay.
Well, yeah, good thing getting drunk and passing out is a college thing.
Yeah, right.
Nothing to worry
nothing
about,
to worry
here.
About here.
That wouldn't happen now. No. No way.
Yeah.
We were discussing polishing turds late in the show yesterday.
Yes, well, I want to know where it came from.
And Jerry checked in.
About stadiums, basically.
Yeah, but this is...
They polish Wrigley, they polish Memorial Stadium.
He's talking about cars.
Okay, oh yeah.
After 40 years in collision repair, I polished quite a few turds, and then he's got a little,
I love that.
Little photo of something called turd polish.
Yeah, I saw that, he said that, yeah.
At the body shop, and then he goes on.
He just puts tape on it, wrote turd polish on the bottle, right?
Polished quite a few turds. Fierro is an escorts mainly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I love the show. Stay away from brush car washes. Jerry in Norfolk, a.k.a. Alexa ordered dildos, a.k.a. Omicron a ding-dong.
Stay away from brush car wash.
Always Omicron and ding dong. Okay.
Yeah, they'll all knock right. your mirrors off.
They mess up cars.
Yeah.
And I got one of those little shark fin antennae on top of my truck.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're susceptible to those brush car washes.
Oh, any
as well.
Antenna.
Oh, there's still an antenna on that? Because antennas are inside cars now. That one still sticks up?
Yeah, it's got the little one on the back. They don't look like the traditional antenna. Yeah.
Okay. Right, little stub.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I think like the satellite.
Now,
antenna.
We go through one where it's just the ribbons, but it seems to like to tear the front license plate off of Christie's vehicle.
Yeah, no, mine did too. Yeah. I went one of those really nice ones in town. There's about 60 now in this town. And it rattles your car around, ripped my license plate right off. I won't go through them anymore. Ripped it right off, man.
Yeah, does hers, but not mine. Doesn't affect mine.
And I pulled back into the drive-thru about a month later. I couldn't find it. I'm thinking, I got to order this thing. And I said, I'll check it out. And I drove through there, and I go, hey, do you got a license plate? And she reached over, and there were like five there.
Yeah.
Dude, what is it?
Yeah.
I said, great. Man. That's a good business model.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I lost a piece of molding off the side of my car, off the driver's
the
side door.
Shake it? There's really new ones. This is
one of the touchless ones. It's just touchless. It's
okay.
Just the spray.
Okay.
But it I think it was kind of cold that day, and then the warm water, it just popped because those things don't actually screw on. It's just the plastic piece along the bottom of the door.
Yeah.
They just pop in there, and it popped it out, and I didn't notice. And I went back, and they same thing. They had like, yeah, we got it back here. Hold on.
You should have just taken all of the license plates.
Yeah.
Give them all to me.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Down. I can put them to use.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those.
On my next murder spree, I can switch them out. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to have to be careful. I'm going to need a car wash before Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to display the
vroom vroom.
I think, the focus might be in the showroom there.
In the showroom at the, you're doing your release party for your CD at a bar in our town that features a car dealership. Bentleys and nice cars.
Nice cars.
It'll be, and the windows from the bar.
Like really nice cars.
A Lamborghini and a Ferrari.
The Focus.
The Focus.
They call it the Focus. Yeah.
Like the one next to your car will be worth 20 times what your car is
the
worth.
The Focus.
Yeah.
It would take a fleet of Focuses to trade in for that one.
That's all right.
All right. So we mentioned the
Foci?
Cocaine bear.
More than one Focus.
And now there's a
Foci.
They made Bambi into a horror movie?
Yeah, like they did with Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, that's right.
Because I think the rights on these things are going away. So
The Winnie the Pooh trailer, I never saw. Is it out?
I think it's out now.
It's freaky.
Blood and Honey, I think is the name of it.
Blood and Honey, yeah. It's a great Smithereens song.
And the same, I think the same people behind that movie are doing this Bambi one.
Oh, it is, yeah. Just pissing off parents everywhere.
Yeah.
So these have come into the public domain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why Blood and Honey happened.
Taking advantage
of that.
And
that was creepy, man.
There's a Grinch one, too. Somebody sent me a trailer for, it's called The Mean One.
And he's actually
And it's a Grinch.
Evil?
It's a Grinch-themed
like
slasher
kids?
Flick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know if the Grinch must be hitting public domain as well.
Why don't they make one with the baby Jesus coming back and slashing people, you know?
That's probably out there somewhere.
Yeah,
Jesus is in the public domain. Yeah.
What would we call that movie, Todd?
Oh, the baby Jesus.
It'd be two B's. But baby Very Jesus. Yeah. You have to say it that way when you read
like
it.
Like the big bopper. Yeah, it says this Bambi will be an incredibly dark retelling of the 1928 story we all know and love.
Bambi's mom dies, right?
Yeah.
So do you think Bambi kills mom? That's probably
I think maybe that's like the origin story. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bambi will be a vicious killing machine that lurks in the wilderness. Prepare for Bambi on rabies.
That's right. Just killing all the hunters, man.
Yeah, Valentine's Day next year.
Excellent.
I'm reading the synopsis of this Grinch one.
Yeah.
So, the town is, it's a parody. So the town is called Newville.
Yeah.
And it says a young Cindy you-know-who, whose parents were butchered by the Mean One 20 Christmases earlier, is returning to town to seek closure. But when the Mean One launches a new reign of terror that threatens to destroy Christmas, Cindy finds a bold new purpose, trapping and killing the monster.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So the Grinch is a full-on killer.
Speaking of the baby Jesus, I'm reading here. It looks like
the
8th of December is called Immaculate Conception Day. So that would mean baby Jesus has a 17-day gestation period.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
It only takes 17 days.
It's like it's a made up, it's like
grow.
It's like a made up book or something like that.
A full grown Jesus. Yeah. Well, not a full grown Jesus, but a baby Jesus. Enough to be viable.
It's like it's a
live,
made up book or something like
to
that.
To live outside the womb.
It's like a fiction, you know.
It is.
To get crowds to obey things.
It's almost
17 days.
Crazy.
An unbelievable story.
But the baby Jesus. Our boss loves this bit.
You love that bit.
I totally love
it. It makes
bit.
You smile so big.
I love that bit.
Puts the holiday bit. Spirit right in
Oh, big time. Yeah. Yeah, I like Christmas.
Nothing says the holidays like the baby Jesus.
Yeah, it does. Santa Claus and presents and alcohol. You know.
That's your potato, Todd. You potato. Can never say the baby Jesus the baby without
you
saying
can't.
It.
You can't. You got to say it the way you say it, man. Yeah. It's your potato. That's right.
But there was no sex there because she's the Virgin Mary.
Right.
Right. Right. Immaculate conception.
And it was immaculate.
Right.
Mm. You're not buying it?
I think there's some holes in the story, maybe.
It was a little incredible.
I think a neighbor was visiting, you know.
Yeah.
There was a guy. I heard, I don't know what comedian it was. It's probably a linear thinking joke, but I never heard it before. And it was on the Facebook videos showing up my phone yesterday, and I'd like to give him credit, but he said, I didn't recognize the guy. He said he's here to tell you that that vasectomies don't work, and they also make the babies black.
Oh, who wants to tell it?
Oh, man. What a great joke, man.
Who wants to tell it?
What a great joke. I wish I knew the guy's name. I'd give him credit. Yeah, but it's funny. So. Speaking of comedians, our friend Tammy Pescatelli, she in the studio with us Friday?
Yes.
Okay. I've heard nothing to the contrary. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the plan.
All right, cool. And we love Fortune Feimster, and she's going to phone the program today. Tyler Walsh will be here next week.
Yep.
I know that some of you think the show sucks without Tyler.
We are exercising an abundance of caution.
We love Walsh, man.
Because Tyler Walsh is nothing if not abundantly cautious.
Right.
He ain't allowed in the studio, but he's out.
On his rollerblades.
But he's out with Nick this weekend, right?
Thursday night, Roca, Nebraska will be doing the No Shave Nebraska banquet. Friday night, I'll be in the other side in Kearney, Nebraska, and the album release party Saturday in Omaha at Barnato.
That's at 5 o'clock.
5 p.m.
One there. Okay.
Yeah, 5 to 7, then head over to the Funny Bone.
That's right. Tam Pescatelli's there. She'll be here with us Friday. Come on back. Regan will be here too this week.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.